is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine is still ready to continue negotiations with Moscow, which have stalled since the discovery of atrocities in Bucha and other areas near Kyiv, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said. He said, quote, we are ready to fight and to look in parallel to end this war through diplomacy, end quote, speaking at a press conference with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer. Just more than 4,500 people were evacuated from Ukrainian cities through humanitarian corridors Saturday. In total, more than 4.4 million Ukrainian refugees have fled their country since Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an invasion February 24th, the UN Refugee Agency said. Addressing the European Union's global pledging event, Stand Up for Ukraine, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the question is what kind of future do we want or are we prepared to fight for?
It's the question whether democracy will be stronger or it's autocracy that will dominate. It's the question whether there is the right of might dominating or whether it's the rule of law.
Meantime, the EU is to discuss its support for war crimes probes in Ukraine in meetings over the next 2 days with the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor, this according to the European Commission. Russia's defense ministry accused Kyiv of carrying out the attack, saying it wanted to use fleeing residents, quote, as a human shield, end quote, to defend the positions of Ukraine's armed forces. Karim Khan of the Hague-based court is to meet EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell Sunday in Luxembourg, then take part in a meeting of EU foreign ministers in the city on Monday. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France gears up for a general election Sunday, with polls indicating the gap is narrowing between the two main contestants. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tourists enjoy a visit to one of Paris's top attractions, the Eiffel Tower, as officials and municipal workers prepare for the key national vote. President Emmanuel Macron says he has no fear of losing, despite far-right rival Marine Le Pen's narrowing the gap in opinion polls days before the first round vote. Suspense is the watchword in Sunday's voting. A predicted low turnout could help decide the race. Macron, a centrist, says he has the spirit of conquest rather than the spirit of defeat, while Le Pen has consistently placed second behind Macron in polls. But that now could be changing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan was ousted Sunday when he lost a vote of confidence in parliament after being deserted by coalition partners who blame him for a crumbling economy and failure to deliver on his campaign promises. The result of the vote was the culmination of a 13-hour session that included repeated delays. Khan was ousted after 3.5 years as the leader of the nuclear-armed country of 220 million. Parliament will meet Monday to elect a new prime minister. Hong Kong's former number two official John Lee on Saturday formally declared his candidacy for the upcoming leadership election, entering the race for chief executive, viewed by many as Beijing's preferred candidate. Lee said at an online news conference that he would stand for the election on May 8th after the Chinese government approved his resignation, which he submitted last week as the city's chief secretary for administration. China is battling its biggest spike in coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic, with 2 million under lockdown, makeshift hospitals being built, and the health system feeling the pressure. India will offer booster doses of COVID-19 vaccine to all adults starting Sunday, although free third doses will be limited to frontline workers and those older than 60 who get them at government centers. Moderna said it was recalling nearly 765,000 doses of its COVID-19 vaccine in Europe that were made by contract manufacturer Rovi after a vial was found contaminated by a foreign body. No safety issues have been identified, Moderna said, about the lots that were distributed in Norway, Poland, Portugal, Spain, and Sweden in January. And recapping our top story, Ukraine is still ready to continue negotiations with Moscow, which have stalled since the discovery of atrocities in Bucha and other areas near Kyiv, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.